and welcome to this International Airport Review podcast. For this episode, we recorded on-site at Barcelona during ACA World's 2023 World Annual General Assembly. I was joined here by Wahida Luel Suleiman, the manager for the Economics Committee of ACI Africa and who works for the Federal Airports Authority for Nigeria, or FAAN. Wahida discussed her dual roles in ACI Africa and FAAN, how she sees both organisations working to their individual economic goals, and finally touched upon the community outreach Nigerian airports are strengthening. Remember to subscribe to International Airport Review to be notified of all future podcasts.
Thank you so much for joining me, Wahida.
Yeah, thank you too.
So my first question to you is, so would you mind just telling our audience a bit about you and what your role means for ACI Africa and FAAN?
I'm the ACI liaison officer for FAAN. I coordinate all related activities between ACI Africa and FAAN, as well as the all ACI related activities. And this requires me to deal with stakeholders, as well as organize meetings with the members of other airports, as well as related activities such as training and seminars and all that requires for the progression of our airports. As the Manager Economics Committee, I manage the Economics Committee for ACI Africa, where we have two conferences where we meet, and then we also meet via virtual platforms where we discuss the various revenue strategies for our airports and how we can improve that, especially in the African continent, as well as other streams, especially when it deals with airport charges, competition, airline routes, and all that requires for our airports to have that sustainable economic growth for our airports.
What are some of the economic goals that you are working towards that will benefit both ACI Africa and FAAN?
So as we're all aware, airport economics are multifaceted and involves a wide range of stakeholders, from airlines and passengers to vendors, regulators and local communities. In Africa, the economic goals that we want to emphasize and rely on is a financial sustainability. So this is a primary goal for the economics of our airports. Of course, it involves generating enough revenue to cover operating cost and capital cost, while also providing a return on investment to the owners as well. Of course, revenue sources can include landing fees, passenger service charges, rentals and airlines, sales, car parking and other sources of revenue. So financial sustainability is key and one of our most primary economic goals that we'll want to achieve as an airport operator. Yes, thank you.
So I think you had mentioned in your previous answer sort of the ways in which you are going to achieve these economic goals. But yeah, would you mind divulging more into it? Thank you.
I can also say, of course, efficiency, which involves maximizing the use of resources such as the staff, equipment and infrastructure to provide high quality services. And this also includes optimizing airport operations as well as minimizing delays and reduce costs. We can also look at economic growth and development. Airports are crucial drivers of local, regional and national economies. We have to look at our regions. For example, in Africa, we're looking at Nigeria being one of the main regional hubs in Western Africa. So we're also looking at that because that will definitely contribute to job creation, tourism, as well as trade. It is really a significant goal for airports in order to stimulate economic growth and development. We have to look at attracting airlines as well as passengers. And to do that, you know, airports must compete with one another. We have to compete to attract airlines and passengers. This can be done by offering competitive landing fees, for example, developing attractive terminal facilities as well, providing superior customer service and establishing connections with a wide range of destination and routes across the Western region and Africa as a whole. We'll also have to look at investment in infrastructure. To handle huge passenger traffic and cargo, you know, it demands airports must regularly and consistently invest in infrastructure. It includes maintaining and upgrading runways, terminals, and other major facilities within the airport as well. Then, of course, we have to look at diversifying revenue streams.
Yeah.
which is key in the economic development of airports. Because as we look at it now, airports are becoming more of, it's trying to combine the two, you know, with the technical aspect as well as with the commercial aspect of it. It's becoming more of a commercial venture as well, where the experience of traveling can be made fun through the terminals and through commercial activities within the airports. So in terms of that, we also, that's based on the diversification of revenue.
Yeah.
But along that those lines, we also have to look at compliance with regulations. In order to do all those things, we have to ensure that the airports comply with complex array of regulations in regards to that, covering from safety, security, and of course the environmental impact on our society. You know, so failure to comply in this may result in financial penalties, which will definitely affect the reputation and damage for the airport as well. And then of course we have to look at the environmental sustainability program, where I can say in this it's a little bit critical, or maybe I can say it's mostly what I understand from environmental sustainability in terms of African concept is how we handle our waste management. So I think we have to invest more into sensitization and awareness on how to manage and recycle our waste management. Yes. And also, for example, the energy. Africa is abundant with the sunlight. So we can look at, you know, how we can reduce power generation, you know, and of course, and maintain energy efficiency. This can also enhance the reputation of the airport, really. And it will be attractive to airlines and passengers as well. And then we have to look at innovation and technology. I mean, we don't have to mention all the technological advancements that we've had along the way. So with the airlines, each day, they are upgrading, they are advancing to a higher level, which requires us as airport operators to also come up with other innovative ideas to be able to accommodate those airlines that are developing at a very rapid speed. So in that case, that will also at the same time open other new revenue streams for us. For example, maybe we can say smart airport technologies and how they can optimize operations and reduce costs. And then finally, we have to look at risk management, because we have to prepare for uneventualities. For example, we're just coming out of COVID. So airports must manage a wide range of risk. For example, from operational disruptions and securities, which we've had during COVID. And these are threats to financial. And then, of course, we have to find a way to manage this risk effectively, you know, and ensure that we prevent costly incidents and interruptions. So I think the key economic goals that I feel we should look into, and we are trying to achieve this through various aspects. For example, we, of course, if we want to achieve financial sustainability, we have to have a form of management system in, put in place. So to achieving that financial sustainability, there has to be some form of prudent fiscal management program, you know, to maintain a strong balance sheet, control the cost, and optimize revenues, you know. So this also involves seeking additional sources of funding, such as from governments, you know, and then grants and loans from other private sectors, because of course most of there are several airport operators that are private, and then you can align or partner with them in terms of concession and other areas of economic development and ensure the financial management of that airport. Then in terms of how we can achieve our operational efficiency, we can do that through optimization of effective staffs, really. We can do that through investment in technology. For example, using data analytics to understand streamlined passenger flows can also increase the efficiency and improve customer satisfaction when we look at that. And then another key aspect of how we can achieve our economic goals is through stakeholder engagement. We have to be able to build strong relationships with airlines, vendors, local communities, and of course our regulatory bodies. This can help airports to negotiate favorable agreements as well as address potential conflicts and achieve common goals, you know, both for the airlines and us as airport operators as well. Then infrastructure needs to be regularly and consistently updated. There has to be a consistent investment in infrastructure development. You know, the regular investment in infrastructure can enable airports to handle growing passenger traffic and also, you know, improve the investments in such a very carefully planned and managed manner to ensure that they deliver for the money for passengers that are or pay to be on those airlines. Yes. Then marketing and business development. That way we can also ensure we provide the platform and strategies and plans, you know, for promoting the airport and airlines for passengers as well. That way, offering competitive incentives for airlines, as well as exploring other new business opportunities. For example, airports might seek to develop new routes or expand our non-aeronautical revenue streams. That way we can have additional sources of revenue. So that is when it comes to the diversification of revenue streams. So this is how we want to achieve that. Yeah. I will have to go back to diversification as well. Airports, with the experience of COVID, we are resilient. This is resilient is the word that keeps coming up, yeah, popping up in the airport sector, really. But we are, because we're able to develop retail, hospitality, and real estate business within the airports. Yeah. That will definitely help various disruptions that we may and going to expect. It's not over because of COVID. There are other things that definitely may, health risk and other disruptions that may most likely come. I've already mentioned earlier with regards to environmental sustainability, where I feel waste management is key. Yes, so that awareness, especially in Africa with a huge population, and how we can reserve energy through moving towards the solar processes of acquiring a source of energy. And that also leads us to innovation and technology. You know, nowadays, customer experience, it's a different ballgame in terms of technology. For example, the digital transformation initiatives can streamline operations and create a personalized passenger experience for those passengers traveling within our airports. I think these are the key aspects. And then, of course, we'll also have to go back to how we're going to manage the risk management. This has to be, you know, with we have to identify potential risk, you know, and implement measures to mitigate them.
Yeah.
So these are some of the ways that we can achieve this, our economic goals for airports.
So for my next question, I was going to ask, are there any particular capital projects that you are currently overseeing right now? And if so, how are they progressing? How has it been so far?
ACI Africa is the voice of the African airports, and FAN has a strong partnership. When I say FAN, I mean the Federal Airports Authority of Nigeria, FAN. Yeah, we do have a strong partnership with ACI Africa. We've been members for ages, and we're one of the prominent members in ACI Africa. So currently, right now, we've had series of projects with ACI Africa. There has been so many trainings, scholarship programs, which ACI Africa has provided for FAN, for its personnel, as well as other aspects of airport technical training. So presently, we started a project based on the ACI SPACT certification process.
Yeah.
So it is a project whereby ACI Africa will assist FAN with technical competencies for the staff, whereby they will be able to become experts in airport certification. Yes. So we started that project last year. We're in the final phase of it. We've concluded with two airports. That's the Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport in Abuja, as well as the Port Harcourt International Airport, that which was done last year. And then recently, we're moving ahead to Malam Aminu Kano International Airport, as well as reviewing some parts of the Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport as well. So currently, we are in the final stage for the expert process. And then after that, there will be an assessment for the personnel to ensure that they have reached a certain standard. So there may be some test, there may be some technical assessment for the staff to ensure that they have reached the level required by ACI Africa to be experts on certification. So the reason for this is because ACI Africa wants to have experts within the West African region, and the aim is to have Nigeria being the front and center for the West African region, and to be able to travel across the region to share and also provide their expertise to other airports within the West African region, and also the African region as a whole.
It's good to see that you're empowering people to progress in their careers via the Expat project. So how are you working to reduce the inequality gap for airfares across Nigeria and widen the middle class so that airfares are available for the working class?
Thank you for that complex question. However, reducing inequality in flight ticket pricing is complex because ticket prices are influenced by various factors, many of which are outside the control of the airport operators, really. These factors may include fuel cost, labor, demand for seats, competitions among airlines, regulatory fees, and taxes. That being said, an airport can actually pursue, to help make air travel more affordable, accessible, and also indirectly helping to reduce the inequality gap. This can be done through, first of all, lowering the operating costs. By defining their efficiencies and reducing their operating costs, airports can actually lower their landing and terminal fees, which make up a portion of the price ticket. It's complex, So, and of course, that means this includes investing in more efficient infrastructure, technology, negotiating better terms with suppliers, and of course, implementing more efficient management practices within the airport. And then we'll also have to look at the, how it can attract lower cost carriers. Mm-hmm. So lower cost carriers, LCCs as they are known, typically offer more affordable ticket prices. So if you can attract those lower cost carriers, I'm sure it will definitely improve and help inequality gap. For example, through competitive landing fees, you can actually attract those carriers, or service tailored services to the LCCs. Airport operators can help, increase the availability of the low-cost flights. And then enhancing competition, by actively seeking to attract new airlines to the airports. And this can enhance competition, which can put downward pressure, really, on the ticket prices. It could also involve marketing airports to potential new airlines, also investing in facilities that can accommodate a wide range of aircrafts, really. Then one of the key aspects of airport, which is the non-aeronautical revenue, we have to look at that. So by increasing the non-aeronautical revenue through retail, food and beverages, parking, real estates, airports can potentially reduce their dependence on the aeronautical revenue. Yeah. And that which is the landing fees and passenger service charge. This might not need to increase the charges, as much when the cost is on the rise, yes. So also promoting peak travel, a season of travel, Airports work with airlines to promote travel during off-peak times, that way it will, when the demand is lower, will potentially lead to lower ticket pricing. And then finally, I think government subsidies, that will also come. However, in some cases, airports may be able to work, with government bodies to secure these subsidies, or tax breaks that can be used to lower the cost for airlines operating at the airport, with savings potentially passed on to the passengers in the form of ticket prices. So I think if we look at these aspects, I'm sure, we dwell more on these points, I'm sure we'll be able to have some form of leniency in terms of price ticketing. However, it is complex. It doesn't really, these points may not really warrant for the gap to be reduced in any form. It may reduce it, but it also depends on the airport operators as well. It is important to note that reducing the inequality gap in air travel is not just about reducing ticket prices. It is also about improving accessibility and connectivity. This could involve working to improve public transport links to the airport, ensuring that airports are accessible for passengers with disabilities, and also advocating new routes that will connect underserved communities. Also like to emphasize that while airport operators don't have direct control over ticket prices, they can take steps to reduce cost, enhance competition, and improve accessibility, which can in turn make air travel more affordable and accessible to passengers.
Okay, great. Thank you. So my next question to you is, how are the Airports Authority of Nigeria, how are they looking to improve the opportunities for the local community? How are they working with the local community just to strengthen that rapport with them?
Well, most of the airports managed on the fan, situated in and within the outskirts and within the local community. There has been quite a number of engagements with the traditional rulers, setting up funds for members of the community, as well as ensuring that some with the potential and opportunity to be part of the fan pool of workers are also employed with that to the system. And then in terms of security, we engage with them because mostly we do have people coming in because it's in a vast area of land, so people do find it a source of income to farm along the way. So, and in that cases, sometimes we do have a lot of poachers coming in, and then we engage highly with the local communities and their traditional leaders. Like I mentioned, there is a fund, and then during festive periods, there is also a contribution and a visitation with them, whereby the management ensures that they are being provided with basic amenities without intruding so much into their communities, because we do understand that they may have some form of discomfort, being that they are close to the airport where the noise and their stocks, sometimes their animals. But the management does quite a lot, especially in terms of the funding and opportunities to those that are qualified to actually be in the system. There is always an opening for them to come into the system as well. Yeah.
That's enlightening to hear. So just my final fun ending question to you is, what is keeping you up at night?
Wow. What's keeping me up at night? Well, I would say I'm passionate about seeing the airport industry in Nigeria grow. And in Africa as well, I'm passionate about the competition. I'm passionate about our airports being of a higher standard, meeting all the higher regulations. And I want African airports to be better. I wouldn't say it keeps me up at night, but I look towards that future where we wouldn't have most of the problems that we're having now. Even if we're going to have them, I wouldn't want them to be as much as they do right now. I would want us to have a higher traffic to ensure that ordinary citizens are able to travel without thinking of the cost and the safety and the security. So these are the things that I am passionate about, and I look forward to having our airports achieve that. I would also like to add that to do that, we need strong leaders that would look at inclusiveness and diversity. We need leaders that would inspire people, respect people they work with, valuing their contributions. We also need leaders with integrity. They have to act fairly, ethically, and openly. And we need leaders that they take the time to understand service, really, and, you know, offer their solutions to the services that they are working for. And we need leaders with excellence. You know, they have to use their energy, their skills, and resources to deliver the best sustainable results. And then most importantly, we need stewardship. You know, for as a leader, you know, have to be passionate about leaving things better than the way you found them. So I think this is where I would want to see our airports. I want us to have this type of leaders that will push our airports to higher prospects. Thank you.
Passionate words to end on. Thank you so much, Wahida. Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to this International Airport Review podcast. Remember to subscribe to our magazine and follow our podcast channel to be notified every time a new episode is posted. Thank you, and we hope to see you again when we have a new guest.